Welcome back here to X's and Bros, hour number two, coming to you live here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino alongside Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke, and Jake Woods down in our Toledo studio, as well as we say good morning to you. Plenty of ways for you to get in contact with our program this morning. You can text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. You can call us via the Auto Value guest line, 313-396-5527. And, of course, we're on Twitter at XB Mornings. To tweet at the show individually, at Dan in the studio, at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm at AC Bellino. Good morning to all of our viewers on Comcast Channel 900 as well. Good talk there with John Wagner earlier in hour number one. I want to get back to our preseason poll question as well, as we'll dive into what in the world the Miami Marlins did, having a team vote on whether or not to play with four positive tests, which has now turned into the cancellation of a couple of games that were scheduled for tonight. So we'll get into that coming up here in hour number two as well. But first, let's get you all caught up with all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, starting off with the Detroit Tigers home opener last night. They fell to 2-2 on the season, losing their first home game of the 2020 condensed year. They got blown out by the Kansas City Royals 14-6. It was not an ideal start an ideal look for a couple of relievers, Kyle Funkhauser and Bo Burrows, both of which getting some MLB action last night, and they did not look great. Former 49ers player Dana Stubblefield has been found guilty of rape, and this was from a 2015 sexual assault case that a woman reported way back then. He could face 15 years in prison. Prosecutors said Stubblefield lured the then 31-year-old woman, who has some developmental disabilities, to his home in Morgan Hill, California, on April 9th under the pretense of a babysitting job. The jury found Stubblefield, who is 49 years old, guilty of rape by force, false imprisonment, and acquitted him of raping a person incapable of giving consent. So not a good time to be Dana Stubblefield, and a lot of poor decision making there. Ravens kick returner DeAnthony Thomas opts out of the NFL season. He becomes the second NFL player who is chosen to sit out the 2020 campaign due to COVID-19. It is believed that there were no pre-existing medical conditions that factored into his decisions, just not comfortable with it. Roger Goodell has sent a letter out to the fans explaining the plans for the season. We'll get a little bit further into detail on that. Cody Latimer is on the exempt list as he deals with an arrest. How about this? The Washington football team's wide receiver, who was charged with multiple felonies stemming from an arrest in May, has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list. Now, under that list, you can actually be present at the club's facility on a reasonable basis for meetings, individual workouts, therapy, rehab, and other permitted non-football activities. Latimer was arrested on May 16th after shots were allegedly fired in Douglas, Colorado, in an apartment. He allegedly threatened a friend with a gun, fired his weapon at a poker game. Some people just don't know how to control themselves. They're highly gifted, loaded with talent, and have zero self-control whatsoever. The Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving has committed to a $1.5 million to help pay WNBA players who have opted out. So $1.5 million, the funds will come from Kai Empowerment Initiative that Irving launched on Monday. It will also provide players with a financial literacy program created by UBS. Irving said that with the help of the WNBA players, Natasha Cloud, who chose to sit out, and Jewel Lloyd, he connected with several players in the league who discussed with him the challenges they faced on deciding whether or not to play. I think the biggest name on that list was Elena Deladon. Clippers' Lou Williams is going to serve a 10-day quarantine and will miss a couple of games due to his chicken wings entanglement. Entanglement's a new word, if you hadn't heard. Will Smith sat down with his ex-wife slash life partner, Jada Pinkett Smith, and she discussed a relationship with a much younger guy named August Alsina. Their son's friend. Now, let me just
not
say...
Not weird at all, Mom. Jeez.
If the roles were reversed, that guy would have been dragged on Twitter. Dragged.
Oh, absolutely. What if Will Smith is having an entanglement with one of Willow's friends? Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine the outrage? People would be trying, the cancel culture would be after Will Smith. It's just a double standard. You know, we got to live with it. It's tough out here being a dude. I understand. But so that's why I keep saying the word entanglement, just because I find it, that it's an interesting way to describe a relationship. But Lou Williams, who has his own sauce at Magic City, his own seasoning of wings, he's got an entanglement with Magic City's kitchen. That's what it is. It's a relationship. He's entangled. The NHL announces no positive coronavirus tests over the last week, so great news there as they are in the hub cities. The league has administered 4,256 tests to more than 800 players during this span. It looks like it's working. Victor Hedman's going to rejoin the Tampa Bay Lightning after attending to a personal matter. So he won't travel with the team to the NHL's Eastern Conference Secure Zone in Toronto because of the personal matter. The GM said that Hedman will go from his home to the rink and back and avoid general public in Florida this week before rejoining his teammates. I love the terms that we have. We have protocols, secure zones, hubs, bubbles, right? I mean, this is like we're entering some sort of like secret bunker somewhere. Kind of like where I have to do this radio show out of. Michigan State says 16 athletes and 4 staffers have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last round of testing. Michigan State on Friday announced the entire football team had entered a 14-day quarantine. What happens after the 14 days? Does anybody know? We keep mentioning 2 weeks. This person's going to quarantine for 2 weeks. Well, if they quarantine for 2 weeks and they come out and everything's fine, like, hear me out on this. If you go into the quarantine, because everybody, like, they have 14 players that have it. If they retest the 14 players, and now those players beat the coronavirus. Do you see what I'm saying? Can you get it again?
We don't know. Nobody knows.
If you beat it, do you have the antibodies? And therefore your body just fights it, like, naturally? Like, your immune system has stepped up to COVID-19?
Yeah, but they claim that that will only last a few months, and then you can get it again.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of uncertainty and a lot of I don't know.
It's just like a vaccine. You know, it'll wear off after a while. You know, that's why you have to get the flu vaccine.
Never got
every
a flu
year.
Shot before.
Me either.
Never got.
I'm not against it. I've never had the flu, so I just feel like if I just keep going the way I am, I'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you going to do if they offer up a vaccine for this?
I have a feeling that I don't know if it's going to be mandatory, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be highly recommended that you get this.
I mean, well, how would you know if somebody got vaccinated or not? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Walk around with, like, an ID card? Are they going to tattoo a number on your forearm? Like, come on. Like, I mean, how are they going to enforce that?
Punch
a hole in your license?
No, it's like when you're sending your kid to school.
Know what Ryan was saying. He came in and then he just disappeared.
Am I here?
There we go.
No, it's...
I don't know. Are you there? We don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? But it may turn into when, like, you enroll kids in school, you have to provide papers that say that they've been properly vaccinated. And if you haven't, that kid's not allowed to go to that school. So maybe it comes a point where, okay, to work in a building, you have to provide the paperwork that says you've been vaccinated from this. You haven't? Sorry, come back when you can.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Whatever comes next is going to be... Can I tell you about an entanglement I had over the weekend? I had we were dropping off a boat to this old sailor guy. By the way, my first time ever, I went to U-Haul to get the trailer ball, hitch the boat up, no big deal, right? Got on the first try, drive this boat out to the marina, and we end up running into this old sailor guy who asked what I thought about the coronavirus. And that turned into like a 40-minute discussion and how he thinks the whole thing is... not exactly what we think it is. And he was like, you know, what if the vaccine has like a radio transmitter, gives you an ID? I was like a fingerprint? He's like, yeah, just like that. I was like, wow, this conversation is taking a turn for the worse. And we couldn't get out, could not get out. I had to jingle the keys. Like, so do you want the keys for the boat or what do we do here? More of X's and Bros coming up after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But Do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I thepizzaman.com, or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino, Danica Hadlin, and Ryan Elke hanging out with you this morning on your morning drive every weekday morning from 6 until 9. We appreciate you making us a part of your day, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We thank you for hanging out with us. Ouch, welcome back, Michael Fulmer. This kind of takes away the article I saw on MLB.com, 20 bold MLB predictions. Number 13, Tigers. They are Matthew Boyd traded to Houston for prospects to fit around the young kids they have, put Fulmer on the trade market. I hope their recent outings don't change that. The Tigers control the pitching market. Steve in Warren. That's, man. I don't know. I do not know. I don't know why you'd go with that one. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. At the end of the day, you gotta have a partner to trade for. If you don't think that you have the bats in the lineup, I just think, you know, hey, four games in, we got a little bit of time. Let's take a look and see how things work out tonight. I was maybe ready to, you know, to crown us World Series champions after, you know, a 2-1 weekend, but we're sitting at 500 at 2-2, and let's see, because we can't expect them to play the younger guys and to get some of the younger guys some work like Bo Burrows and Funkhauser did last night, and then be upset if the outing doesn't go the way that we had hoped that it would go. You know what I mean? Like, we can't have it both ways. We can't say, hey, let's have our young prospects come in. Let's see what they can do. Sure, we'd love for them to impress us, but if they're not there yet, they're not there yet. And, you know, if you have pitching prospects for a trade market, for example, I don't know. You know, Fulmer, is his time up? Who knows? I think it's a little bit early on that. And then also, you got to make sure that you have the prospects that other people believe in. And that's part of it. That is part of it. For the number five farm system in the league, according to MLB.com, you know, at some point you have to be able to, those guys got to be able to prove that they can be major league arms. And we didn't see that. One outing last night, we didn't see it. Yesterday's poll question, we got to see MLB's new extra innings rule in action this weekend. Do you like starting a runner on second base? 51% said no. 30% said yes. 19% believe that they need some more time to come out with their evaluation. And as I said yesterday, I'm actually a huge fan of this. I think it's good for the game. I think that everybody has the same chance and opportunity at it. I don't think that it necessarily leans in favor one way or the other about who's got the edge or the advantage. Look, man, 9-inning game, you guys are tied. Let's get somebody on. We'll talk to John Wagner coming up in hour number three about this and get his thoughts on what he thinks about the strategy of this as well. It's always going to be anything new is always going to be questioned, right? That's just the way that it is. Anything that's new is going to be questioned. And this runner on second, like, hey, man. It's a regular season game. They're not going to do it in the playoffs, but if it helps determine a winner and you can do it before 14 innings, 15 innings, 16 innings get played, I am all for it. I want to travel back in time, though, back to July 9th. July 9th, when we were on this very program, we had a poll question about how many games the Tigers will play before Major League Baseball is suspended or postponed. 60% took the under at 23.5 games. 40% took the over at 23.5 games. And coming up next, we're going to get into a little bit of what the Marlins had done. And I'm not exactly sure if you are a baseball player, if you are a baseball GM, if you are a baseball fan, how the baseball world is not trying to hold Miami accountable for this. I have no idea. I also want to touch on this as well. There seems to be some sort of argument on the internet that media people are actually rooting for the football season not to happen. I don't think that that is true. I think that there is a legitimate concern about football because, baseball is played every day. So there's a lot of contact, right, between players. Football is an everyday job. You are at the facility. You are in meetings. You are, working out. You're lifting. Like, the guys are coming in contact with one another. Hockey. Going to be the same thing. Like, maybe you get an off day. Okay, well, one off day in a week isn't really that big of a deal. There's going to be limited travel now that hockey's in the hub cities, so we won't have to worry about that. So, but hey, you're in a hotel. Like, the NBA bubble worked. And what Major League Baseball has done is the Players Association and MLB could not come to an agreement on hub cities, bubbles, whatever we're going to call this thing. They had an idea. And the idea was pretty plain and simple: Arizona and Florida. Now, the COVID cases numbers have gone up in those states, but you would have players and staff members that would not be in contact with the general public. And then again, it's all about discipline. It's all about discipline. Are you a professional or are you not? Plain and simple. Right? You're gonna go out after the game and intermingle with the public and put not only yourself but your entire team at risk? That's on you. That's not a very professional decision. Same thing goes with Lou Williams. I have no problem with him going to get chicken wings. I don't have any issue with that whatsoever. Probably could have got carryout. Did the picture need? Did he have a drink in his hand in the photo? I never saw the photo before it was taken down. I like the fact that Jack Harlow tried to play it off as if, oh, this is an old picture I was reminiscing when, Lou Williams had the face mask on that you can only get via the NBA bubble. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Sure thing, Jack. Whatever you say, man. But are you willing to put everybody at risk for whatever, personal fun you want to have the night before? Miami's had 11 players and 2 coaches that have tested positive. And their games on Monday and Tuesday have been postponed. We're going to get more into that on the other side. But there is a legitimate question here as to why Major League Baseball did not try to do the hub city idea that the NHL has. I mean, the NHL's got to squeeze in a handful of qualifying games. Remember, we'll do a little rehash and refresh on what the NHL plan is here coming up, because we're gonna have scrimmages and games coming real quick within the next week, and we're gonna really be able to tell those people that say that hockey's difficult to watch on television. I am excited as all hell to have some hockey back on television. Like, I am ready to go. We are gonna have an electric, electric Saturday. I believe you guys had retweeted a tweet that I came across, and I just saw it and briefly glanced over, and I believe it's on the X's and Bros morning show Twitter page about all the activities that are going to take place on a Saturday, and it's going to be electric. 15 MLB games are scheduled, 5 NHL playoff games are scheduled, 5 NBA games, 32 NFL camps open up, the WGC and PGA, like, it's going to be an electric Saturday. Tim Reynolds was the one that tweeted that schedule out a little bit. And it's been, whew, man, it's been nice. Real nice. And that'll be a day of sports viewing options for all of us. But correct me if I'm wrong, I believe, and Kyle Barlow asked us this on Monday and during yesterday's show, it was MLB's players. You know, David Price said that the player health is a part of the reason he's sitting out the season, right? Because they're not taking it serious. But didn't MLB offer up the Hub City idea and the players rejected it? So how on earth, I'm sorry, did MLB tell the Marlins players to take a vote before the game on whether or not they should play, even though they knew they had guys test positive? Was that MLB's fault? Oh, MLB is the one not taking it serious. Huh. That's David Price for you. That's David Price for you. Because as far as I'm considered, the Miami Marlins put the entire league at risk. And this thing could get, I mean, this could go haywire. We're going to hear from the commissioner, Rob Manfred, coming up in the next segment. He doesn't think that this is a nightmare scenario. I don't know what your nightmares are.
I just don't understand. How do the positive tests not automatically get reported to Major League Baseball? You know, who's taking the tests and then just, do you just report it to Derek Jeter? Oh, hey, you got 5 or 6 positive tests. Maybe don't play today. Oh, let's have a team meeting. No, you report to Rob Manfred. Hey, these guys can't play today.
Isn't this why we have the taxi squad? Isn't this why the infrastructure, like everything's built the way that it is, why you're supposed to have guys close so you can call them up in the event of an emergency? More on this coming up because the Marlins, man, they put all of Major League Baseball at risk, and I'm not having it here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it. These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you all riding along with us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you're listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day. You can text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Auto Value guest line is 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings. And, of course, the phone line is open anytime with anything that's on your mind. We have Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke. I am Anthony Bellino. And joining us on the phone right now, we have Freddie. Who wants to discuss Lions training camp? Go ahead, Freddie. What's going on? How are you, my friend?
Good morning, AB. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Before I get to Lions training camp, and forgive me if you hear Kids Bop in the back. My girls are listening to Kids Bop.
Love Kids Bop on a Tuesday at 7:35 a.m.
Ryan, if you're listening, I love you, baby. But you can't give up on the funk after one game, man. One game, the funk.
Can't give up on the funk.
You gave up on Bob Quinn after 6 minutes, Freddie. Don't tell me about patience with someone.
Three minutes, buddy. 3 minutes. I hear you, man. I hear you. But listen, they got some future. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But listen, on the Lions, you know, we kind of talked about this in February and March, and you know, when all this started. And you know, I always thought when the NFL comes around, there was no reason for anyone really to speak up until training camp came along. And I always felt then that it's just going to take a big star to say something or start saying, "Listen, I'm not playing." And we're here now. Training camp's supposed to, I mean, technically, it only starts right around the 27th, 28th, you know, right around this time. They report to camp. I'm not sure if they're reporting to camp now, actual, you know, physical bodies next to each other. But, I mean, I'd like to know how that's going to work, Anthony, with guys, if it happens, tackling each other, practicing right now in the next few weeks.
Oh, man, wouldn't we all? I don't know how they're going to do the testing. I don't know how they're going to work out. I don't know how you're going to have meetings. I don't know how you're going to do anything. I honestly don't. The only thing I do know is the fact that these guys are professionals. Everyone needs a paycheck. So from their perspective, there might be a little more urgency to be able to play in, you know, in comparison to what college football is going through. But I don't know how they're going to do this. Freddie, I have no idea. Like, we look at what happened in Miami. They have, 11, 13 guys all test positive within their organization on Sunday and Monday. So, I mean, it caused the cancellation of games. Like, I looked at that, and the first thing I thought about was football. Like, how are we going to play football? We're, you know, sure, keep social distancing until you have to tackle somebody. Like, the offensive and defensive line, they're breathing on each other the entire game. Like, what do you mean? Like, guys are going to get it. There's no way around it.
Yeah, and the point of my phone call wasn't, you know, to say, hey, do you got answers? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm wondering if they're thinking this, AB. Maybe they're going to just go virtual as long as they can and do their meetings. You know, obviously, you know, talk about kickoff returns and all that stuff over defensive schemes over virtual Zoom meetings. And maybe in a month this blows over and then they can start tackling a little bit. Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know, but. Again, we talked. You know, you brought it up a couple weeks ago. How good is the football going to be the first few weeks of regular season if it goes off as scheduled? How can it be any good?
I have no idea. I don't know. What are they going to do? Like, are they going to sanitize the ball after every pass? Are you going to change gloves every quarter because you tackled somebody? Or I have no idea how they're going to operate this thing. I think that the NFL. Hockey is one thing, but you have everybody in a bubble scenario. With the NFL, I did see an idea yesterday floating around the internet that I did not necessarily hate. And you know what it was? It was, what if they move the NFL to Ohio? And I know that sounds terrible for as a Michigan fan, but if you think about it from this perspective, you have Toledo, Akron, Kent, OU, Miami, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Ohio State. You have the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You have 8 to 10 stadiums that you would be able to host NFL games, and everything's within about a 4-hour drive.
You forgot your boys at BG.
Bowling Green? I did forget about that.
Well, but is Ohio in better shape numbers-wise than Michigan is or any other state? Is that why they're thinking Ohio, or just because of the amount of stadiums?
Just because of the amount of facilities and the quick drive to get around from spot to spot. The fact that everything is within pretty close proximity. As far as Ohio numbers versus Michigan, the last graph I saw, Michigan's numbers were far superior. We were like in the 3 percentile range or something like that. I don't even know what I was looking at. You know, it's God forbid we put a graph on television that describes what's actually happening. And who knows what's going on with the data anyways. But I think that I think it was a unique idea because what if you could quarantine the entire league in one state? You know what I mean? So you have like different hotels all around, and you just try to separate everybody and create your own bubbles per franchise.
No, I mean, listen, I it's not a bad idea. And again, you know, I know none of us have answers, and I still think some big star is going to come out and say, I'm not playing. You know, somebody like Russell Wilson, somebody like, listen, I got kids at home, I got a family. I'm not going to get tackled and taken home to my family. I mean, I don't know what to say to that, but I feel like that's going to happen. And kind of the Ohio thing, I do got to insert a joke before I let you go, AB. If it might work out for Okuda, because if he stays in Ohio away from Ann Arbor, he actually might win some games.
Is that Michigan slander from Freddie? Is that what that was? Jeffrey Okuda doesn't lose in Ann Arbor.
Well, actually, you know what? That's a good point.
Guy doesn't lose there. And you know what? If you wanted to be honest and keep this thing rolling a little bit, you could go Eastern, Central, MSU, Western, Detroit.
Well, Michigan State doesn't lose in Ohio either. Not that I remember.
They don't lose in Ohio? They had 94 yards of offense in one game in which a guy just absolutely just ripped up their turf before the game, let them know, and then held them to 94 yards in a football game. The best moment in MSU football history is a botched special teams play by a Michigan player.
Best moment is actually hoisting a Big Ten Big Ten Conference Championship title.
Congratulations.
No, we need Ryan on this one. There was a guy for Michigan State kicked the field goal. It was
Michael Geiger with backup quarterback Tyler Connor starting the game. You know, where's your September Heisman's winning against Ohio State?
We might play Ohio State in September this year.
Ooh, Anthony, we got Michigan State beating us up right now. What are we gonna do?
Look at the last two games and
you'll
see what
just
happened.
Cry
they had a
the
cute run. It was
right
nice.
Now.
They had a good run. It was nice. Congratulations. Anything else? Like I know that when it comes to social distancing and fans, you know, you can look to East Lansing if you want to know how to social distance with the fans out there.
I'll just go buy a Coke and go to a Michigan game.
Where's Dan on this? Is he sitting in the middle on the with his ass?
I'm doing nothing. Ryan can take a picture. I'm literally wearing a Nebraska T-shirt. You can see it on.
You're suspended.
I'm not joking. I'm wearing a Nebraska T-shirt.
I was supposed to get a Nebraska T-shirt, by the way, a Nebraska ball T-shirt over a wager. Remember the name Thad Weber used to pitch in the Tigers organization?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Thad and I had a bet that Michigan would beat Nebraska at basketball. And he was supposed to mail me a T-shirt, and it's never come in. So maybe I'm gonna reach out to Thad and see if I can collect on my T-shirt. Freddie, as always, my friend, thank you so much for listening,
you.
For dialing in, man. We appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
We've got Mike in West Branch talking sports and COVID. Oh, all right, Mike, what do you got for us, my friend?
Oh, I just got a little bit because once again, my service I know will drop again. So gotta love it up here in the Great White North. But this whole COVID thing, I don't think baseball's ever taken it seriously for both the players and the owners. It is all about the money. You know, not doing a bubble or not doing, like you said, one state where there's multiple stadiums and everything. Those players are going out every night. They're all going out to dinner. It's no surprise to me that it happened to the Miami Marlins of all teams, where we have the hot center of the United States right now. None of them are taking it seriously. I'm young, I'm rich, and I can do what I want. And that's what a lot of our – look at that NBA guy from the Clippers and how he went out to the Gentlemen's Club. And they are so used to doing everything that they want because they have the money to get away with it that they're not going to listen to anyone. And I can guarantee the same thing's going to happen in football unless they do, like you said, let's quarantine them in the hotels, let's pick out a state, be it Michigan, God help me, Ohio, I can't stand that state. You name it, but that's what needs to happen, and that's the only way that you're going to be able to get that league done and for us to have football. Baseball, for me, I hate to say it, but very shortly here, I'm about to give up on it because they're going to end up having to shut this down. I have no doubt. If you can't trust the teams to report the numbers on time to Manfred so that they're not going out there and getting other people sick, then it's just not going to work. They're going to have to shut down. And you are. Mike Trout at the beginning of the season was already talking about not taking part in the season because he was worried with his young kids. You're going to lose the stars. And I don't blame them.
Mike, you're 110% correct. And I think the point that really stuck out to me that you just made is that I'm young, I'm rich, I do what I want. And this is where you got to draw the line. Are you a professional or are you not? Do you have the discipline? You know, Major League Baseball players didn't want to do the hub cities of the bubble for 4, 5, 6 months. It's not going to take that long. We're only playing 60 games. Like, what are we talking about? You guys should have went to Florida and Arizona, quarantined down there, down at the minor league stadiums, and just played down there. But they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to sacrifice being away from home for a couple months. Oh, give me a break.
No, they didn't want to sacrifice being away from the clubs for 3 months. That's what it comes down to. It has nothing to do with being – how many of them have multiple families out there? And I it's not just baseball. Don't get me wrong. This is an issue with all sports in this country, because all the way up through their whole life, because they've been good at baseball or basketball or football or whatever sport, they've gotten away with things that nobody else could get away with because they could play better than anyone else.
Very true.
They're not used to being told, you cannot do this. If you do this, there's consequences. They've gotten out of the consequences.
Yeah, that's, you know, and when you take the freedom of choice from somebody, and we're not asking that much. We're not.
No,
and what I don't understand is, why are you putting your paycheck at risk? If somebody said, Anthony, you have to go quarantine in your house for 5 months to do radio, guess where I'm going to be at? I'm going to be in my house.
You know, my wife is scared to death. She's a frontliner. I'm an essential. Neither one of us have lost any time through all of this. We're careful. We wear masks. My wife's in a mask 10 hours a day. You know, for them to not, it's so frustrating to me for them to put up a stink for 3 months making the amount of money that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. If you can make it, make it. I would. I don't begrudge them that money. But there are certain things in order to make that type of money you're going to have to give up.
But as you said, they're young, they're rich, and they're used to doing what they want. And I think that when you have, you know, and that's the crazy thing about professional sports is, you know, somebody turns at the age of 30 and you're like, wow, take him out back like old Yeller, like his career's over. Think about that, being a 21, 22, 23-year-old person in this country with ultimate freedoms and millions of dollars. Like, yeah, I mean, you'd have five or six families all over the place. Like, what else is there? You know what I mean? It's like, I understand part of it, and the other portion I just can't understand is, like, how is there no guidance here? How did MLB allow this to happen? How did the Marlins have four players test positive, and they just decided, you know what, on our own, we're going to have a team meeting, and the manager is going to come out and say, well, you know, not playing was never really an option. Because now you've not only put your entire franchise at risk, you've put the entire league at risk because you were too selfish to do anything. If I'm MLB, I am throwing the hammer at the Marlins right now, because if they blew up this season after all this work that it took to be able to get a product on television, to be able to recoup some of the money, not all of it, but some of it, I'm looking for a way to exclude the Miami Marlins out of any revenue sharing for this year. Like, I am punishing the hell out of them for risking this. I'm going to make an example. I'm suspending players. I'm suspending the manager. I'm talking about wiping that franchise out right now.
Good luck, because you've got owners that are just like the players. They're not used to being told no.
Yeah, but if I told an owner that because of this franchise, all of you are going to lose out on X millions of dollars, the owner's going to be like, okay, what do we got to do now? We got to vote on this? Let's vote. They'll vote now.
Yeah, but that's my point with the Marlins, though, is that's what he's worried about. That's why they didn't report it. That, you know, you're talking about a – and they don't have the greatest history of doing things down there in Miami, you know. So that's the issue.
He's Mike in West Branch. Mike is always my friend. We appreciate you. You're a frontliner. Yep. Keep on working, all right?
Have a great night. Or
thank
have a great
you
day.
As well.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is what Rob Manfred said when they brought up, is this a nightmare scenario with the Marlins outbreak? Take a listen to the commish.
It's been said that one team with an outbreak such as this is baseball's worst nightmare. Is that the way you look at this situation?
I don't put this in the nightmare category. I mean, obviously, we don't want any player to get exposed. It's not a positive thing, but I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Is there a point, a critical mass, so to speak, within the league or within a team that would cause you to shut down part of the schedule, all of the schedule?
There is certainly both. There's certainly both. I mean, I think that a team Losing a number of players that rendered it completely non-competitive would be an issue that, we would have to address and have to think about making a change, whether that was shutting down a part of the season, the whole season. That depends on the circumstances. Same thing with respect to league-wide. You know, you get to a certain point league-wide where it does become a health threat, and we certainly would shut down at that point.
Commissioner, as you know, you're trying to get through a 60-game season and a postseason without the so-called bubble that we see right in play with some other sports, the NHL, the NBA. I know at one point, a few months ago, baseball considered that idea. Mm-hmm. Do you think at all at this point now to think about whether that situation, a bubble for MLB, could have been workable?
I think the decision that we made with respect to the bubble was the right one. We're different than other sports. We would have had to have multiple locations probably just in order to have enough facilities to make it work. The numbers of people involved and the numbers of people to support the number of players was much, much larger in our sport. The duration would have been much longer, and the longer you go, the more people you have, the less likely it is that you can make the bubble work. You know, I think the NBA and the NHL have an advantage, smaller numbers of players, shorter period of time, and I understand why they did what they did. I'm just not sure it was workable.
You understand why they did what they did, but it just wasn't workable. Okay, a couple of news and notes here from the Patriots as we were talking to Mike in West Branch. Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower's opted out of the 2020 season. He was scheduled to make $8 million in base salary. Patriots starting tackle Marcus Cannon has decided to opt out of this season. So there's two Patriot players, two starters you're going to take, right off of their roster. And if I'm not mistaken, who took the Patriots yesterday in our bet?
I'm just saying,
he wanted to pick divisional winners, said the Patriots. Now I got two starters that are leaving the team. Guys are going to opt out, and it's going to continue.
We also need to keep an eye out for maybe some Detroit Lions quarterback that recently had a newborn. A number nine.
Couldn't blame him for it.
Like, that decision might come soon, and yay, Chase Daniel for 16 games.
Well, not ideal. And that's 16 games you think that we're going to be able to play. Hour three of X's and Bros is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the Michigan Sports Network.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle. During the $1 million summer, Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 million in premium play is up for grabs. With six players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 million summer, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Bill Simonson here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health. Now, they serve the entire state, and they offer up some of the best sports physicians, physical therapists, access to some of the best surgeons, and also a training staff that covers every sport, high school, youth, college, and pro. You can go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. If you or a child of yours has suffered an injury and you want to get back to playing or maybe going out for that nightly jog, they can help. Or maybe your child wants to return to that game they love to play. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. from youth to high school to college to semi-pro and pro sports, they are the leaders when it comes to dealing with sports injuries. Find out more. Go to MetroHealth.net. Just click on Sports Medicine. That's MetroHealth.net.
It's easier than ever to save, and then save some more at Meijer. Look for new signs across the store to check off your list for less. Blue signs show new permanent price drops on everyday favorites like Meijer shredded cheese. Or look for red sale signs. You'll find hot, limited-time prices, like family pack boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.88 per pound. With all new low prices, weekly sales, and more at Meijer, how low can your price go? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.